Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone in the franchise world. My name is Paul Segreto, and this is Franchise Today. You know, last week we started our fourth year on Franchise Today. I probably sounded a little bit nervous, believe it or not, after being on a couple of month hiatus, but certainly kicked right back into gear with Stephen Greenbaum as my guest. And I really appreciate Steve taking the time to talk about his undercover boss experience and the culture at Postnet. And it really is some interesting times at Franchise Today. We have so much planning and scheduling to do to take Franchise Today to new levels. And as mentioned last week, Franchise Today is now a production of Franchise Foundry as a result of the recent merger between Franchise Essentials and Franchise Foundry. And also, as a part of our push to elevate Franchise Today, we're really excited to have Fishman Public Relations as our PR and marketing partner. You know, and talk about exciting and busy, as it is every time this year, or every time as we enter a new year, you know, franchising really is kicking into high gear with events which seem like galore. The IFA convention in Las Vegas, February 17th to 20th, we're going to, you know, start that out with a tweet up on Saturday evening, the 16th, and that's sponsored by Engage One-to-One. Or, as many people are telling us, it's actually Jack Monson's cocktail party. Franchise Unconference will follow that in Park City, Utah, the March 13th to the 16th, and a multi-unit franchise conference in Las Vegas, March 27th through the 29th. And, of course, last weekend was Franchise Expo South in Miami. I understand it was a very, very well-attended event, and a lot of people that attended certainly were excited, especially from the franchisor standpoint. And I'm really excited for next year's Franchise Expo event, as it's right here in my backyard in the great state of Texas in Houston. So I'm really excited about that. You also wanted to pass along some news from the small business community. The Entrepreneur Source is hosting its virtual Startup Business Weekend. That's SABW Expo, January 24th through the 26th. It's a virtual expo and offers current and aspiring entrepreneurs the opportunity to explore business opportunities, gain advice from experts, you know, all from the comfort of their home or office. And that website that you can check on is www.startabusinessweekend.com/SABW. You know, next week I'll be participating in two webinars myself, one with today's guest Jeremy LeDuc in the Elements Local Webinar Series, which will give Jeremy an opportunity to talk about. And then also Franchise Business Review, their Franchise Growth Webinar Series. The segment I'm in is Go, 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 Time to Stop Being Cautious and Start Being Aggressive in 2013. You know, today we're in the second segment of our marketing series, Promote Your Brand. And again, I'd like to thank Steve Greenbaum for kicking off this series, Promote Your Brand, by talking about the culture at Postnet, the different things they're doing through the franchise organization to help promote the brand, not only on the national but the local level as well. And, of course, what better way of promoting the brand than through the experience on CBS Undercover Boss. And I really got in the middle of experiencing that myself, although I wasn't on the air. Our client, Sub-Zero Ice Cream and Yogurt, was on Shark Tank last Friday night, and that was really an experience, especially behind the scenes, monitoring all the franchise development interest. Well over 1,000 leads came in within a 72-hour period, not to mention an incredible amount of social media activity. So it's really interesting to start working on some of those analytics and seeing how they play out, as well as fine-tuning processes that help carry the message through and all the follow-up. So hopefully moving forward, we'll be able to talk about some of those things. Now, coming up next week, and as part of the Promote Your Brand series, Steve Baxter of Set Matrix we'll be replacing our originally scheduled guest for next week, Sherry Fishman. There's a conflict in schedule there. But I really like the fact that Steve's coming on to talk about how the customer experience relates to and is often an extension of marketing. So I really think it's a timely topic. And then the end of the month, the last in our marketing series, Promote Your Brand, will be Sandy Lechner of Sprout Lab. He'll be talking about branding, the cornerstone of marketing, and how it really shapes, fashions, and forms all marketing programs. Looking ahead to February, we are finalizing the Voices in Franchising series. Nick Powells of No Limit Media Consulting will lead off in February, and he's going to talk about his newest venture, 1851 Magazine, a digital publication, certainly a voice in franchising and really cutting-edge technology-wise and content-wise. We'll follow that up with Steve Caldera, the CEO of International Franchise Association. Really honored that Steve's going to be on just a couple of days before the IFA convention. And we'll round out February with further announcements about our guests we're confirming for the third and fourth week of February. Then in March, we have the Franchise Finance series, and then we'll also be having a couple of segments on multi-unit franchising. In April and May is going to be our eight-part legal series. That'll be our fourth annual franchise legal series. Just a tremendous amount of information, and that'll culminate with a recap from the IFA's legal symposium in late May. And in June, we'll have a few segments on technology and franchising, and then also a segment or two on franchise sales and development. July and August, as I said last week, I'm real excited about this series. It's going to be the Franchisor Spotlight series, but don't take it to mean that it's going to be just promoting brands. This is going to be about how they're using best practices in franchising, in their organization, to grow, whether it be technology, whether it be marketing, whether it be franchise sales, whether it be the customer experience, whether it be using various software platforms. So I'm really excited about the Franchisor Spotlight series. And, of course, the spotlight today is on our guest, Element Local CEO Jeremy LeDuc. In co-founding Elements in 1999, Jeremy created a company with a strong vision to assist businesses in solving their most critical challenges through forward-thinking implementation of web strategies and business solutions. Well, I got to tell you, the result has been Jeremy and his team working with numerous franchise brands across various industry segments and also being considered one of the foremost thought leaders in local, digital, and online marketing. Jeremy has also appeared several times on Franchise Today in the past and is also my strategic partner in France Summit, our virtual training platform, which we're really excited to roll out in 2013 again. Yeah, Jeremy, welcome back to Franchise Today.
Hey, Paul, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited about talking today.
Yeah, it is exciting. I'm excited to talk to you about, as we dub the topic, online marketing challenges and opportunities. But before we get started, why don't you tell us a bit about the upcoming webinar series so our listeners have an idea of what's going on and the schedule?
Yeah. If you go to elementslocal.com, you can sign up to any of our webinar series. We've lined up three so far this year. The first one is January 23rd, and Paul, as you know, you're part of all three. And I think today's discussion will actually give everybody a taste of what we'll be doing in that series. That series is really meant to leverage the knowledge that we've gained here at Elements Local. I love your lineup, actually, for your series with starting with Steve Greenbaum, you know, as a franchisor, looking at marketing, moving to us, because what we're able to do is, as a platform provider, we provide a software platform that lets everybody, all franchisors and franchisees, do everything from websites and social to mobile. We're able to kind of look down and see how everybody is executing different strategies. So we're able to really kind of see a cross cut of the franchise industry and say, you know, how do different strategies work? And then leveraging all of that to then bring in, you know, Sprout Loud and SatMetrics. I mean, you're really rounding out all the different aspects of marketing that franchises need to look at. So with respect to all the things, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say one of the things we definitely wanted to do in 2013 was really bring information that can be built upon through this series. So it's not just, you know, a quick bit of information and they and our listeners forget about it. I wanted them to have information that they can take back in bits and pieces to their staffs, see how they can start implementing it, and then build upon it as the following segments in the series were to continue.
Yeah, well, and you've done that with this lineup, absolutely. So again, you know, I think listeners will get a sense of we're gonna kind of talk broadly today about all the different aspects of the challenges and complication of online marketing today, and in the series that you and I will be in over the next several months. I think listeners, if they join that, what they'd find is maybe a little bit, you know, deeper, maybe a little more tips and tricks in there that, you know, with time, you know, with the time we have today, you know, we just wouldn't be able to cover today, you know, today.
Great. And that first one is next Wednesday, right? The 23rd?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. So anyway, look at the Elements Local website, sign-up information, great information provided throughout the their webinar series. You know, Jeremy, I mentioned in my introduction about you being one of the thought leaders, at least from my opinion, in local, digital, and online marketing. And it's interesting because so many different people, you know, refer to one and they really mean the other, or they kind of integrate it all together. And what we're seeing, obviously, is that integration and this mixing of these different components. And it's no longer, as you know, and I'm sure you agree, you know, it's no longer these silos of, okay, this used to be marketing, this used to be PR, this used to be even social media, this used to be, you know, advertising, this used to be local advertising. I mean, there's so much that's tied together and integrated together, and I really think that's one of the challenges that are facing us. But, you know, so the first question I'll ask you is, you know, what are some of the biggest challenges that franchisees face today in this sphere of online marketing?
Sure. You know, just a couple years ago, it was very common for a franchise system to bring in a tool set, you know, whether it be a local website or social media or email marketing, and say to their franchisees, okay, we've got this tool set, and this year we're really going to focus on this channel in digital marketing. And today you just can't do either of those because, like you said, the speed at which everything is moving has accelerated so much that you have to have a plan that addresses each channel, and you can't just hand your franchisees tools anymore. You have to hand them real solutions that work. Because, you know, the days of expecting a franchisee to understand all of this or just one channel are over. You know, we have to understand all the channels because they're all moving at phenomenal rates. And like you said, they're all now coming together. You know, you've got what are called local directories affecting your organic rankings. You got social media citations all affecting organic. You know, you've got mobile. So what are, you know, do you have a mobile website? All these things are coming together. So if you have siloed strategies and they're not talking to each other, you know, you don't have the insight to see which channel is working best for you, where your ROI is coming from, where the activity is coming from, where you should be focused. So I agree. What we need to move to is a comprehensive plan where we're addressing all the channels, you know, but we also have to look to what are the solutions we're actually providing the franchisees. Are we providing them just tools? Not to mention on top of all the tools we've given them over the years, like for all their print and offline activities, are we just handing them more tools? Or are we actually handing them solutions, you know, in the form of perhaps an automated tool that's doing the job for them? Or to sign up to a package where somebody, you know, somebody else is doing that work because, again, it's gotten so complicated, you know, they're not going to sit down at night and also become an expert in online marketing on top of, you know, on top of what they do during the day.
So I guess the first million-dollar question I have to ask is, because we know this entire sphere of marketing, online marketing, is quite complicated. It certainly appears to be very complex, and certainly is the case when franchisees are looking at all the various challenges and solutions and tools and software and just everything that's out there. And as is often the case when somebody is experiencing or is introduced to something that's complex, there's a fear, there's a phobia, and the tendency is to put one's head in the sand as opposed to addressing it head on, especially in such a tight and trying economic environment where they want to immediately concentrate on as much as they possibly could do, but always fall victim of concentrating and focusing on the things that they're most comfortable with. So with that in mind, what are the potential consequences in not addressing this head on, not realizing it's something that needs to be done in the here and now, and it requires immediate attention?
Yeah, not looking at a comprehensive plan for online marketing today means you're not only going to affect that one channel you're not looking at, like let's say mobile, but you're going to start affecting, you know, the whole foundation of your online marketing strategy. You know, we saw that with directories. So directories are that local business directory with Google. It used to be called Google Places, and now it's been changed to Google Plus Local. That is Google's directory. It's not their organic ranking. And when you do a search today, you will either have an organic ranking come up, an advertised pay-per-click ranking come up, or in the directories. And so we saw over the last 2 years that if a franchise system did not address directories, that affected everything. They weren't showing up in the directories, for one, which became a prevalent search result, and it started affecting their organic ranking, too, that they weren't addressing directories. That's just one example of if you're not addressing each channel and you're not looking at a comprehensive plan this year, you could be affecting the whole foundation of your online marketing. Not to mention, and that's just directories, you know, look at mobile. Mobile is just absolutely exploding. You know, one of the best statistics around that is the adoption of mobile. You know, they say that the adoption of mobile internet, using the internet off a mobile device, is happening 8 times faster than when we adopted the internet itself back in the 90s.
There's two aspects of mobile. It's how people are accessing it, and then it's also the messaging that goes to a person that obviously has an immediate connection and therefore can make an immediate decision.
Yeah, just showing up.
Yeah.
And then actually engaging the audience once they do show up. Yeah, those are two critical aspects of mobile. If you don't have mobile websites for every location, we're right back to years ago when franchisors were looking at just their organic rankings and questioning, how is it we're this huge national organization and we're being beat out by local mom and pop? Well, when everybody looked at it, when the experts looked at it, they said, well, Google looks at local websites, and your website doesn't look local. It looks like it's in 300 different locations. So, of course, the whole franchise industry started moving to these, you know, micro sites and full websites for franchisees so that they could start adjusting to the fact that Google went local. So the same thing is now happening with mobile. If you don't have a local mobile site, Google actually has a separate bot, a robot. They call it a bot that comes out and indexes and looks at the internet and indexes it. And they actually have a separate bot for mobile. And so they're indexing the, quote, mobile-friendly websites just like they're indexing desktop websites. So if you don't have a mobile site, you're essentially sending a signal to Google, we don't have a mobile site. So that in and of itself is critical. And then, again, once you actually get people to that site, you really have to change your mindset about how you market that person, how you engage that person on that mobile site. Because a lot of people are still trying to to engage them with a lot of content. And if you read the research, it's saying that when people engage with you on a, from a mobile device, they have already typically done the research. They're more looking to buy now. You know, they're,
sure,
they're looking to actually engage. So you really got to think from that mindset of, they're not trying to research you. They're trying to buy. They're in a buying mode. They're ready.
So, Jeremy, as you know, we have a listening audience that has quite a diverse background and experience. And I know there are some newbies out there. So if you would, can you give us a simple definition? And let me reiterate, too. Not only is this for newbies, I'm asking this also for the people that put their head in the sand and are afraid to ask this question because they feel they're going to sound stupid. So the simple question is, and I need a simple answer, is define organic, because we hear that a lot. I really don't think a lot of people understand it.
Yeah. I mean, in the simplest terms, organic is anytime you show up and you didn't pay to show up, i.e. in an advertisement. So if you're paying Google AdWords to show up, you are advertising. If you are trying to optimize your website through what we call search engine optimization, you know, adding keywords and things like that, then you are trying to show up organically. If you go to Google Plus Local and list your business in that directory, that is organic work. You are essentially trying to show up without advertising, without paying, you know, a dollar, you know, so that somebody can click on your link.
And that's a great answer. And I think that leads into the next question I have, another million-dollar question, which is about ROI, return on investment. Because as we know, the way it used to be and everything siloed, it was line item expenditures and the expectations of line item profits coming off every expense. And today, there's the unknown what if. What if I don't get involved with local business listings? What happens if I don't get involved with directories? What happens if my organic efforts are less than stellar? Because unless we were able to compare two businesses side by side, one completely involved and one not involved at all, and let them run the course with everything being equal over the course of the next 2 years, that would be the only way, and even then that obviously wouldn't be foolproof and certainly would be cost prohibitive. And I think, you know, we go back to, as we talked about in the Franchise Social Media Summit webinar, you know, Eric Qualman, the author of Socionomics, said, you know, your ROI is still being in business 5 years from now. So, I mean, when a client or a potential client asks you, you know, Jeremy, everything you say is great. The products and services that your company looks good. I'm getting great references. But tell me, what can I expect as to an ROI?
Yeah. Well, Paul, you've been saying that quote, and I think you should say it as often as you can, that the ROI truly is being in business. But just like we talked about, that if you don't have a mobile site, you're not being indexed properly by Google with this bot that actually looks for and indexes mobile sites. So ROI is absolutely critical. You and I have also had the conversations around, remember, you know, 2 years ago when everything was about social media, the first question everybody had was, and everybody was sitting on the fence waiting for an answer, well, I just don't do the ROI in social media. And the experts were saying, well, the ROI is being in business. The ROI is that looking ahead, if you don't jump in the game today, you're going to be left behind because it's going to move so rapidly. And that's exactly what happened. You know, SEO has moved very rapidly. People have heard of updates like Panda and Penguin. You know, I don't know if people have realized that there are over 20 updates to Panda. The Panda update to Google's algorithm to affect its organic ranking started back in February of 2011. You know, so we're going on almost 2 years now of that update, over 20 updates and all occurring. And every time one of those updates occur, that could affect your rankings, because Google is coming out basically saying with a new update, we are going to change our algorithm to, get more strict on backlinks, bad backlinks to your site. So if you have bad backlinks and an update comes out from Google that says we're gonna hammer on companies who have bad backlinks, your rankings are going to tank. You know, then you got mobile, directories, social, the social influence on your organic rankings. You got all these things moving at just record pace. And if you're not paying attention to each one of them can take you down. So, I mean, to answer the question, it was one of the things I wanted to talk about today was really making sure that you're investing in tools that have the proper analytics to show you what's going on, to show you if you just tanked an organic, to show you whether your mobile traffic is going up or whether it's plateaued, to show you your social activity. If you don't have the analytics in place today that is showing you the activity of what's happening and where the traffic is really coming from, you can't even start to think about ROI. So really, we've seen two approaches, you know, to this, which is franchise organizations understand that they have to address all these channels because just one of them, neglecting one of them, may affect it all. And so they're just attacking all of it, expecting the comprehensive, you know, plan to come back, you know, and start to provide returns. And of course, we've seen, you know, a more in-depth approach, which is put really strong analytics on each of these channels, start to cross-compare them, and actually pull back where is the actual return coming from. And in those models, what we've seen is there's still a comprehensive plan across each of these channels. But for example, we had a client who we started watching their mobile traffic, and it went from 5% to 15%. And we said, wow, that's incredible. Not even focusing on mobile heavily, your traffic has skyrocketed. Then when we actually started working with them on focusing on that, their traffic then went from 15 to 30% of their traffic has now come from mobile devices. And that's because we started focusing on that area for them. So in that case, you know, we're able to very easily hone in on, okay, that is, you know, that's exciting. That's a lot of traffic. We're able to correlate that traffic to, you know, business. And so we're seeing a great return on investing into mobile. So we've really seen both those strategies. And in today's world, both strategies are effective.
You know, if you look at this from or compare it to a sales perspective, they know from a very simple term, I get X amount of leads, and therefore I could pretty much calculate what my sales going to be if I've been handling analytics all along, and I know how many sales equals how many leads equals a sale, how much money I needed to spend in order to get those leads in the door, and there's this formula. And with analytics that you're talking about, obviously we can look to traffic and we compare it accordingly. But the thing that's missing in this, and it's the variable and makes people put their head in the sand, is that if you don't do some of these things, you really don't know what you're missing. You will never find out that somebody looked at their cell phone and got upset with it not being a mobile site and clicked onto something else. They got upset that they didn't get a quick view of what they were looking for. Or they couldn't find you on maps, or they couldn't find you in a directory, or whatever the case might be. You just really don't know who approached your business in the digital world, didn't find what they were looking for because the programs that should have been put in place weren't put in place, and then just left. It's akin to somebody driving by your physical location and not seeing a sign out front, or maybe there's all kinds of overgrown trees out front and they can't see the building, and they drive by and they wind up at the competition. It's impossible to figure out how many times that occurs online. And that's the scary thing that I look at, because people, business owners, are not even considering that. They will, if there's a drop in business at that point, they will blame it on the economy, the competition, the weather, their employees. But they'll never stop and think, you know what, maybe, just maybe, if I had the type of presence that's recommended, I would capitalize on it, and I would see an increase in my business.
Yeah, and there's really two issues here at play. Not showing up, you're absolutely right, means if you're not looking at your mobile traffic, then you're not watching it trend. So you don't know if it's going up right now. You don't know if it's already gone up in the past year and now it's simply plateaued because of exactly what you just said, which is your site is okay, but it was increasing, but your competitors now have better mobile sites, and so you're plateauing or even declining because people are so quickly leaving your site to go somewhere else. You know, that's issue one. Issue two is the lost opportunity. Again, back to the client who once they realized their mobile traffic was going up and focused on it, they actually took advantage of that opportunity and now get even doubled their mobile traffic and in a way that they can actually track the ROI from that traffic. And as I said earlier, the buying behavior of somebody coming from mobile device is different than somebody on a desktop computer. You know, in the organic level, you know, say for a professional, a service-based organization, it's very common to want to show up because, you know, at 11 o'clock at night, somebody with discretionary funds is looking for your service, and of course, you want to show up and represent the brand. But the next day, when they're out and about, and they finally say, you know, I've got a few minutes, I'm going to make a call into those couple companies, and they do a quick search, and they don't find you, or they're not able to find the location near them, then you're done. You're dead in the water. They're gonna very quickly go to the competitor. So,
absolutely, we are on live on Franchise Today. My guest today is Jeremy LeDuc, CEO at Elements Local, and we are talking about online marketing challenges and opportunities. You know, Jeremy, we talked briefly about the Elements Local webinar series, and certainly it's a tremendous resource to the franchise community. And is there a charge for people to participate in that webinar series?
No, I think this is the third year we've done this series, and every year all these are free. We bring in experts from our company or from partners to talk about these different topics. And Paul, I think you and I both, share a same vision that, you know, we really we love educating. We love just being a part of showing the best practice that we've studied and researched and found out, and sharing that with the franchise community. So, like this year, the next three webinars are branding locally, mobile marketing, and in embracing a more comprehensive strategy for how to address all these digital channels. And those are January, March, and May. And those are all free. And you can go to our website, elementslocal.com, to sign up for those.
And the real reason I'm asking the question, besides knowing and fully understanding the value that each of these webinars presents to participants. So another million-dollar question is, so with all of this being so complex, perceived as being complex, and also being in a segment of business that is changing faster than any other aspect of business, with there being free resources that people can tap into, why aren't we getting thousands of franchisees or franchisors on the line for these webinars?
You know, I think franchisors, are really looking to their vendors for the solutions. The challenge I see there is we really got to get all the different vendors working together collaboratively, because again, all these things have just in the past year, things accelerated so quickly that, you know, if you're still working under a model where you have literally separate vendors, you know, for each of these channels, we need to start getting these guys talking to each other and to you in a collaborative way to start pulling all this together. Or we need, you know, some senior architect to start, you know, looking at this as a whole. So we still have that situation where, you know, we're looking at a single organization to drive that one strategy. We're not looking at the whole strategy, you know, the whole strategy. And that's a lot of what, Paul, you and I take a step back and look at is the whole strategy. And maybe sometimes trying to look at the whole strategy and take it all in is a lot. You know, it's too much.
Right. Right. So when we're looking through this, we talked about organic. We've talked briefly on ROI, and I know we'll talk a little bit more about that here in a second. But what are the primary channels that need to be addressed?
Sure. So, you know, everybody we talk to, we always start with their organic presence. You know, 2 years ago, I still used this quote from Ford Sakes when he was at IFA and said, you know, your website is your social proof. And we can really use that phrase now across everything. You know, your organic website is your proof to everything else. It's still the glue. It's still the foundational piece that holds everything together. You need to be sending signals to Google that if you have 300, you know, franchisees in 300 geographic areas, that you are genuinely and authentically in those 300 locations. And the way you convey that to Google is with a local website that says, here I am. I'm talking about local events and local people, and I'm talking about being a part of this community because I am a part of this community. So that's where it all starts is, you know, let's not forget, you know, I know we've got all these, you know, shiny new things like mobile and social, but let's not forget that, you know, everything started with that website and that local content that anchors you to that community you're in. So you've got websites. We talked briefly about how important the search engine optimization is against those websites. Mm-hmm. So SEO is critical. It became so critical in the last year with the amount of updates and how big these updates that came out from Google were with respect to the algorithm. Then you've got, on top of that, you've got your local business directories. Absolutely exploded in the last few years, the importance of these directories. So now when you go to Google and do a search, your directory listing may come up. And we all need to recognize what really happened there earlier this year when Google changed it from Google Places, which was a directory, just like the Yellow Pages. That's really what we're talking about here, the digital version of Yellow Pages. And like everybody remembers, you know, many years ago, that all of a sudden you had more and more Yellow Page companies coming up. So you had to advertise in 3 and 4 different Yellow Pages in your local community. Well, today online there are over 300 directories that you need to be in. So you need to think about how do you get all of your locations in these 300 different directories. And so Google, of course, just like in organic, dominates with the directory. But let's recognize what happened with Google and what they did with their directory. They made their directories a part of Google Plus, which is really their social platform. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to make their directory the gateway to their social environment, which of course they want to push more. You know, we all know that Google came out with Google Plus and their social community, and it's not getting the adoption they wanted. So that was a great move for them to essentially now, when you go into a directory, you're really entering their social environment. All that meant to us was directories became that much more critically important. So you've got directories, absolutely critical. A component of directories is customer reviews. Absolutely have to have reviews in there. Then, we, of course, we've got mobile and we've got social. You know, so websites, directories, mobile, social are still the four major channels. There are just so many new components to those channels that we have to consider as well. You know, it's almost looking at, you know, eight primary channels.
Yeah, it's really complicated when you look at it from all these different perspectives. And as we talked about last year in our Simolo series, social, mobile, local, it's important to integrate this all together. So with that in mind, what are the biggest opportunities that you see? Let's get away from the naysaying, the negative, the consequences, the challenges. What are the biggest opportunities you see, Jeremy?
Yeah, and you know, and if I could frame that, that's a great segue actually, and also bring up solo mode, because everything we've been talking about is really strategic, but social, local, mobile now to me becomes a tactic of if I have strategies going on in social and mobile and local, you know, what are my tactics now to leverage those strategies and actually build programs that produce real ROI. In solo mode, that's a perfect example. Where those three things converge, you know, making sure you have a local presence, you know, socially infused consumer base out there and on the go, which is essentially where the solo mode comes from. There is so much opportunity right there in that space to do so many different things. One of the biggest things we see, you know, is loyalty programs in that space, you know. So if you are able to really galvanize your audience on a mobile device in a social, you know, in a social fashion locally, you know, think of what you can do in a community building sense to really build that community. You've got them in a social environment, perhaps on your you know, Facebook page. And you've got them on the go mobile, so they could very well be in your place of business. So you can easily create VIP programs, loyalty programs, and really start to build, you know, community. So that's one of the biggest opportunities we see is once you're comfortable with these high-level strategies across local and social and mobile and directories, you can really start to pull together programs that are tactical in nature to take advantage of these high-level strategies that you have.
Yes, certainly building community, I think, is really the foundation of the a business for tomorrow. You know, when we had the experience last week with Shark Tank with Sub-Zero, we did a lot of work leading into it, building community across their social media channels, putting in videos, putting in pictures, asking a lot of questions, sharing relevant information to the target audience that had nothing to do with the brand, but we knew that the target audience was interested in. And in doing so, and with the focus on building community, which to me is a four-step process of sharing information, interacting with the people on the page from the standpoint of recognizing likes and responding to comments and engaging in conversation, and only then have a call to action, really is a foundation of building community. And in doing so, we saw with a fan page that had approximately 11,000 likes on the page, in a 24-hour period, we went from a reach of 4,000 to a reach of well over 100,000 and almost 2,000 new likes coming through. Now, of course, it was fueled by having national exposure on ABC Shark Tank. But the interaction and engagement that has occurred afterwards, I believe, really is a result of the entire community. So they didn't just visit the page. They stayed on the page, and they continued to visit the page for the past week and have become, you know, part of the community. And I really think that as organizations spend more and more time on the community and deliver the positively memorable customer experience that we'll talk about next week with Steve Baxter of Stat Matrix, I really think that's the foundation of business, you know, today and tomorrow. And certainly I know you agree. And with mobile, I mean, obviously, you know, we're talking about customer reviews, and we've talked about this before on multiple webinars. You know, in the past, if a customer got ticked off by the experience, by the time they got home, made dinner, looked at stuff from the office, whatever the case might be, put the kids to bed, they then had to sit at 11 o'clock at night on the computer, and then half the time they would talk themselves out of, you know, writing a review. They would just chalk it up, I'm just not going back. With today, you know, a person leaving the store, I mean, leaving the business, could look at their phone, and by the time they get from the door of the business to the door of their car, could have a negative review on a Facebook page or on a customer review site. That's real time, and that is scary.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and I totally agree. It's really building community has come down to the fact that brands, you know, have to offer experience now. You know, but that's the one step now past just building a brand. Is it's no longer passive. Is you have to actually build an experience, especially with the younger audiences. The younger audiences are looking for, you know, to have an experience. And if your brand can fuel that, then that's going to make all the difference. So, you know, talking about, you know, like a Facebook fan page is a perfect example of really talking about how you build a community and how you build an experience. You know, there are so many fan pages we see out there when we're working with a client where they'll have 5 or 10 or 20,000 likes, but nothing's really happening. And that's because, Paul, they're not doing the things you mentioned, the sharing, yep, the interactive, the engaging. And so they have these huge fan bases, but all they've really done is accrue, you know, really a list. That's all they've really built. They have not built an audience. It's the brands who are trying to really create an experience for their audience through the sharing and the interacting, not just with the brand, but with the audience itself, you know, amongst themselves. That's the fan base on a Facebook or anywhere, on your blog, your web traffic, you know, off the call to action on your site, where you are actually, when you put a call to action out there, you are actually going to get a response. So it's all that foundational work. It's from the strategic level of, do I even have a strategy for my local sites and the directories and the mobile resources? Do I even have that basis? And then how do I move to the next level of them taking pieces of all those, building, you know, a tactical plan of now leveraging each, you know, pieces of these strategies to now build community through the sharing and the interacting and the engagement?
Yeah, I think it all comes down to this four-step process of share, interact, engage, and a call to action is basically earning the right to ask for their business for the call to action. And I think that's something that is often missed or is being missed a lot, as you said, in some of these Facebook pages with thousands of likes and no interactivity going on whatsoever. And a case in point, and I won't name the name of the brand, but one that I looked at and did a little advising on, you know, literally had, you know, thousands of fans, not only on their page, on the corporate page, but across almost 1,000 local Facebook pages for the franchisees. And it was just disheartening to look at that the only messages they posted up there was about the brand. Everything was brand regurgitation. There was no way to interact with people. They got a lot of likes on the page because they were offering some discounts if you became a fan of the page. But what actually happened was it actually became one of the worst customer review sites you could ever ask for because people did not know how to communicate with the brand and therefore posted complaint after complaint after complaint on the various Facebook pages to the point that the franchisees, not knowing how to handle this, threw up their hands, and a lot of them said, we don't want anything to do with being on Facebook. And it really was just a horrific overall experience. And to this day, I don't even know if it's been corrected. So, I mean, there are some major issues when you're not building community, almost to the point that you're almost better off not being there. But then again, if you're not there, you don't know what you may be losing in the future.
Yeah.
You know, while we're talking about social media, obviously we had a big announcement come down the pike yesterday from Facebook, and I think we would be remiss without getting your opinion or a brief explanation as to what that was all about with Facebook's announcement.
No, you'll have to enlighten me on that.
You didn't see the big announcement yesterday about Facebook and what they're doing with search and privacy?
No, I've been offline the last. I had a.
Oh my God! Okay. Well, we're going to reserve that then for another day, and maybe we could mention it in the webinar next week, because I know it's as we've been hearing the rumors, you know, Facebook, you know, trying to rival Google even more by building their own little internal search engine or using all their Facebook pages for search capability. And I really see some interesting things coming down the pike as these two behemoths, you know, just slug it out. It's just getting ridiculous. So finding the next social media network, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, this goes back to finding the next social network is, of course, being in social media, you know, watching the major players, having a presence in some of the major players, you know, to test the waters, and then really starting to think about, you know, where your audience is and how to engage with that audience. Of course, everybody in the 2013, you know, predictions is now seeing, you know, Pinterest. And that really is a great example of what a next social media site, you know, could be. Think about any franchise organization that really does have is very visual in nature. You know, anybody from a flooring company to a remodeling company, anything that's visual. I mean, if you weren't starting to build a Facebook community a year ago, and you're just hearing about that today. You know, with everything we've talked about, how quickly everything accelerates, you know, you're already behind if that was a social media platform that you wanted to adopt. But, you know, another point you had hit on a moment ago, I think is important to bring up is, you mentioned how we've got to make sure we focus on ROI and what are the programs that are producing ROI. And we've got to bring up, at least for a moment here, the fact that all this strategy and tactics we've been talking about, if it's not built on, you know, on the right, you know, foundation, on the right software, things like you had mentioned, you know, a brand that it sounded like they had a corporate Facebook account and they had each franchisee had their own. And if you're not on a platform that allows you that level of control to be able to step in as a franchisor and either push content down or provide content on behalf of franchisees, you know, franchisors really need to think about, you know, the different ways to distribute content and to really think about their franchisees as one whole unit. You know, of course, in the franchise world, there's that dynamic of, you know, we need some level of franchisor control. We also need the ability for the franchisor to be able to push content down on behalf of franchisees. So we need to open up that local channel for the franchisee to do that local work as well.
Let me preface this by saying, and this is the saddest part of this, they had one of the top platforms, and they were using it. What I saw in this situation was absolutely no strategizing whatsoever as to the content that was going to be put out there and the interaction and the call for engagement. None of that was in the process. They were using the platform. They were pushing the information out, but then it just sat there. It was looked at as totally task. This is what I do. I do this. I do this. I do this. I left my hands off the controls, and it's done. And I think that's a case in point that is good and is strong And as viable as technology is, it still takes strategizing and it still takes monitoring it to make sure that it's done correctly. And it's not just follow up, but it's follow all the way through.
Yeah. Yeah, and you could have the greatest tools in the world if you're not using them. You know, you could have the greatest car, but if you're not really driving it, you know. And the software available today to franchisors is getting more sophisticated. You've got ways to automate things now. You've got ways to distribute content down through the local website, through email, through social, through your mobile website, promotions, loyalty, all these tools. We've been on the forefront of developing tools that give the franchisor that flexibility to either drive that down to everybody, segments, allow the franchisee to do it. And those are the kind of tools franchise systems need to really grab hold of some of these things we've been talking about and run with them.
So as we've talked about ROI, and I said we would touch on that again, I know you have a nice acronym now, RODI. So explain.
Yeah, well, return on digital investment, so RODI, which is something, of course, we really you know, help our clients focus on through that analytics, and really taking it from conception to build the tactic of how do we actually build a campaign, right into pulling data out of their out of their POS and the financial software to actually pull a return back. So, and this is everything that kind of underlies everything we've talked about. Return on digital investment this year should really be a primary focus of franchise organizations. If you push on your vendors to get the right analytics out of them for things like your websites and your social activity and your mobile websites, and then work with somebody who really understands how to leverage that data to start to pull back. Okay, well, here are some gaps. Here's some data we're missing, so let's go get that data. And now that we have a complete set of data, how do we now cross-tabulate that and start to look for the opportunities of where we should be focusing our attention?
Yeah, very interesting indeed. And definitely, we're not even going to use the words changing world anymore as much as we're going to say it's a changed world indeed. Jeremy, I really appreciate you being our guest again on Franchise Today. I certainly look forward to working with you throughout the year in webinars and on Fran Summit. I'm really excited about all of it. My sincere thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Paul.
Look at on Facebook as we're talking about it. Franchise Today has its own page, facebook.com/Franchise Today Show, as well as Elements Local, Franchise Foundry, all the different partners that we have in our various productions. And, of course, Franchise Today is a production of Franchise Foundry where the focus is on growth, turnaround, and change. Remember, my guest next week is the ever-popular Steve Baxter, Sat Matrix. I think it's going to be a great addition to this marketing series. One of the things I'd like to add into Franchise Today is some of the current politics, news, etc. So at the end of each show from now on, I'm going to ask a question. And if you have a response to it, email it to me at segreto.paul@gmail.com. So today it says, former Democratic Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas believes the breakneck pace with which federal agencies are issuing new regulations. It's stifling business growth and employment across the country. So I'm looking for your thoughts so that we could share them on our Franchise Today Facebook page, soon-to-be-launched website, and also look to add some commentary on it in future shows. And that's also on the Franchise Today page if you didn't get my question. So remember, next week, ever-popular Steve Baxter, Sat Matrix. Until then, my name is Paul Segreto, wishing you the best, the very best, in this great thing we call franchising. Franchise Today is